Flagstaff Country, 93.5, AM 930. We're going to go live to NAU again to talk about the Undergraduate Biology Research Program Conference.
And, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. We got a good connection going there. Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've got a huge conference in Tucson. The Undergraduate Biology Research Program Conference is in its 25th year now. Dr. Rob Keller is NAU faculty member, and Rob, you've been involved with this for quite a while, right?
That's true. I was actually part of the program when I was an undergraduate. So the Undergraduate Biology Research Program is an effort at the University of Arizona, and the director of that program is Carol Bender, and students apply as undergraduates for this opportunity to conduct research in faculty laboratories on campus. And they actually get paid an hourly rate to do research in the laboratory. It's a great way for students to get their feet wet, to learn how research is done, and for faculty to mentor these students. So I was part of that program as an undergraduate in college, and I went on and studied abroad as part of that program, part of the international part of that program, and I did research in Regensburg, Germany, in a neurobiology laboratory. And then, of course, I moved on to graduate school, but the fuel of my interest in research began as an undergraduate.
As far as your research, I mean, is what percentage of research as opposed to instruction are you doing?
It's approximately about a 50-50 split. I mean, I think the way that, you know, most faculty divide their time are probably something like, you know, 30% instruction and teaching, and then there's a community service component. So as far as the energy spent with students, it's about half in research and half in a classroom environment.
Dr. Rob Keller is my guest this morning on Flagstaff Country, 93.5 AM 930. We're talking about an upcoming conference that begins on Friday and runs through the weekend in Tucson. And it's a collaboration. It's a partnership between UA and NAU. And it's more than that. A lot of other universities come as well. As far as the NAU-U of A partnership, is that something that's an ongoing facet of this program?
You know, it really is. The component of the relationship is between this UBERC program in Tucson, Undergraduate Biology Research Program. In NAU, it's called the IMSD program. And this is an initiative maximizing student diversity where students as college students can, who are in certain underrepresented groups, can get research exposure. And so that's the partnership between NAU's IMSD program and the University of Arizona's program, where a wide range of undergraduates are doing research.
For the past 25 years, the UBERC program have provided a vehicle for undergrads to do science in a hands-on kind of way. And as dovetailing with that thought, one of your students, Jordan Muller, is live with us as well. Jordan, you're going to do a presentation this weekend, and that's a primary focus of this, where the undergrads get to present in front of their peers as well as the members of the public and other scientists, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And as far as your work, you know, collaborating in the lab with Dr. Keller and working with other students, what did you come up with, and what's the thrust of your work?
Well, the focus of my work has to do with biomedical engineering. And so I guess what I'm presenting on this weekend is a way to kind of get like a blueprint or maybe an instruction manual on how to produce scaffolds that we can make different tissues out of. And so our goal is tissue regeneration, and we want to make scaffolds that can represent different tissues in the body, such as cardiac tissue, neural tissue, skin, anything like that. So that's what I'll be presenting on in Tucson.
As far as your interest, how did you garner interest in that realm, and how are you pushing it forward?
Well, to be honest with you, I've always had a love for biology and medicine, and I actually really lucked out to be in Dr. Keller's lab. So pushing it forward, this IMSD program, the UBERC conference, this is actually all pushing it forward. This is going to be my first conference down in Tucson. So, I mean, it's holding my interest. It's keeping it going. I'm I guess I'm just always thirsty to be continuing my research now that I have these opportunities such as this with the conference down in Tucson.
Flagstaff in general and NAU in particular have been in the forefront of biomedical engineering and research. As far as that thought, what do you potentially plan on doing with this kind of experience and expertise once you graduate?
Well, hopefully after undergrad, I can actually just continue my education until I get my PhD. And then after that, I would love to work for maybe some kind of industrial company. Maybe go abroad and continue doing research in medical devices, anything like that, to help any kind of ailment or disease.
Tissue re-engineering is that's a high-tech realm of work. Dr. Keller, as far as some of the other facets of this conference, what do the students learn on top of presenting? Are there other ways that their experience is enhanced outside of meeting people and attending presentations?
Absolutely. There's going to be a number of components to the conference. The conference is organized very similar to a national or international conference of scientists. And so there's going to be a time when the students will present their research. They'll build poster presentations, and there's an hour and a half segment where they present their research. And scientists from NAU and from University of Arizona and from other institutions will be there asking questions of these young scientists. And in addition to that, we've got some breakout sessions where the students will have an opportunity to interact with graduate students on campus and meet some of the graduate programs that they may actually apply to in the near future.
As far as the overall umbrella of UBERP that unfolds through the course of the weekend, a lot of these events that are taking place through the course of the conference are open to the public. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And folks can attend. I see that there's an interpretive dance session scheduled combining art and science. And other hands-on activities to get everyone in the know-how. There's kids' activities, too. So if folks were so inclined, they could go to Tucson this weekend and attend the Undergraduate Biology Research Program Conference, correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's open to the public, and we're trying to raise awareness of science within the community and within the state, obviously, because we're going to be traveling from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state to meet up with our sister institution and to talk about science for a weekend.
It's a wonderful way for NAU to be in the forefront of scientific research, and my hat's off to both of you for representing Flagstaff and the university in Tucson this weekend. Jordan, congratulations on being selected as a presenter, and good luck in finding your direction and finding out more about your particular scope of research.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
And Dr. Rob Keller, NAU professor, thanks to you this morning for facilitating this and for all your work through the years at UBERP.
Thank you.
It's Flag Mornings on Flagstaff Country, 93.5 AM 930.